AtlantaFalcons.com here with the voice of the Falcons, Wes Durham. And you've been out here for a couple days. What are your first impressions now that we've wrapped up minicamp?
It's training camp hot already, and we haven't even started. No, it's definitely different. I think the one thing that I've noticed the most is they've really kind of rebuilt the roster now to another phase that includes size and speed. And I think you'll see it more on defense once training camp starts than you will maybe offensively. But that's the first thing that caught my eye is how many different guys now they've got that can really, really run. Last year, I think they had a number of them. Now they've got substantially more.
And what were your first thoughts about the rookies? We've been able to see them for 3 days now. And, you know, they've really got the speed. But what other were your impressions?
Well, I think the speed factor obviously is the one that catches your eye. I think the multiplicity, if I can use that word the right way here, that the guys can do a lot of different things, particularly the linebackers. I think Jones and Campbell really kind of present some nice options for them defensively. And, you know, for Neal, it's pretty simple. I mean, his skill set is pretty well defined, and I think his role is pretty well defined. But I see a lot of athleticism in those three guys in particular. And then, you know, it was good to see Austin Hooper live just to kind of get an idea where he might fit with this. And in particular, you know, we had built up after the draft all the red zone stuff. And you can certainly see that, and I think he's a guy who can really, really learn a lot of things from somebody like Jacob Tammy going forward.
And what about the free agents, the Alex Mack, Mohamed Sanu, now that we've been able to see them out here, what do you see from them, and how do you think they're fitting in on this team, and especially in the Falcons' offense?
I'm probably one of those guys that thought Alex Mack was the most important piece they added in the offseason, because I think you needed somebody that understood the offensive system, who obviously very well credentialed as a player, but I also think he's the kind of guy that can get you in and get you out of a bad situation at times in the offensive line. And I think he'll make everybody around him better. Sometimes we talk about players like that in a scenario where they're skill players, guys who make big plays. Well, this guy may make the biggest plays of the day by making a change in the line or things of that nature. So I think Alex Mack's huge. Mohamed Sanu's one that intrigues me. Derek Shelby's another one that intrigues me because I think there's a place for Derek Shelby in this defense, and he sensed that. And visiting with him at the Fan Fest around the draft, I got the impression that Derek Shelby understood this was a place he needed to come because of the opportunity he had. Same thing with Sanu. I think Sanu had a really good run in Cincinnati, but I think he senses with Julio Jones on the other side that he could end up having a really big year because of the coverage that 11 is going to get. And so I'm excited to see how that unfolds as well.
And lastly, Coach just talked about the depth at linebacker and the position groups to watch in cornerback and offensive line in training camp. Do you agree with that? And what are some of the positions that you're going to be keying in to see how this all shakes out before we get going here?
Let me give you a couple caveats for training camp when it starts in late July. One is, how's the return game going to be settled? Everybody knows Devin Hester was hurt a majority of last year, came back, was able to kind of be there, but not really anything spectacular. Well, now you've got Justin Hardy, you've got Tevin Coleman, you've got Devin Fuller when he's healthy, who led the Pac-12 in punt return and kick return yardage. So you've got some options there. I'm curious to see how that plays out. Second is, there are going to be a lot of guys who have, you know, flexibility on this football team. So as you watch training camp unfold, and in particular the preseason games, which oftentimes just kind of get written off, the preseason for Atlanta is going to be very, very interesting in terms of maybe foretelling a little bit about how this team's going to be built when they finally get to the 53. So the more you see, you know, Arch is always a favorite on our radio saying the more you can do in the preseason. Well, literally, this training camp coming up may be about the more you can do.